wonderful morning to you. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a Wednesday. Without much ado, we bid you welcome to this morning's episode of the show. Hey, how are you doing? Hope you had a good night rest. Hope you had a splendid time last night. Are you worried about the world? Well, trust me, there's never been a time in human existence that is not something to worry about, really. There's always something to worry about. But you know, there are always things to worry about. I mean, you can actually make up your mind to choose not to allow worry dominate your mind, and except if it's inspiring you to do something about your situation. You know, most times we spend time, no pun intended, but we spend time trying to worry about things we cannot do anything about. You know, you're worrying about stuff you can't do stuff about. That's like hurting yourself unnecessarily. That's the truth. You know, that statement, this life, I can't come and go and come and key myself, however you say it. You see, that expression means a lot, especially to Nigerians and most Africans, you know, as it were. I can't go and come and key myself, you know. That means you've looked at everything, you've realized that there are things that you cannot control, you have no power over. You cannot allow those things to worry you, weigh you down, or you stay worried about it, have sleepless night about it. For example, you know, it's okay to be motivated to say, man, I want a better world. I want things to be better in every country, in every nation. You know, I want every, it's good, it's okay. But if you now have sleepless night because of that, something you cannot specifically, you cannot lullaby, like the Yoruba brothers would say, do something about, it's a waste of energy, especially if you're in Lagos, when there's a lot to worry about. Like fuel scarcity, like, you know, the roads, like many things. You know, there are a lot of people right now as I speak who their cars have been their home, where they live. Their cars or certain cars have been where they've been living for years or months. That's right. I know because I could be talking to someone right here. I've been in that position, guys. I've been in a place where my home was my car. You know, I had all what I wear in the boots, you know, the trunk of the car. And then, you know, I drive from place to place, you know, close to where I would go to work the following day and sleep in the car. I've been there. And I know that we had a community of people like that. You know, at the time when I was doing it, there were a lot of people in that same community. So you get what I'm saying? There are a lot of things people are going through. But the message here, the message here for me is for you to get inspired by, you know, whatever you cannot change, let it go. Let it go. And except if a situation inspires you to do something about, because you can do something about it, Don't let it becloud your mind. If not, it's going to weigh you down and you have it less. That's my opening message for you today. As I bid you welcome on behalf of the entire crew right here, shout out first of all to Andrea Odobiteke, who, by the way, is under the weather. I don't need you to call me. She's under the weather right now and she cannot be here today. She certainly needs some time out to rest. And you know how the body operates. You never know when it would tell you, hey, you know what? You have to rest right now, whether you like it or not, whether it's time to rest or not, whether you have to come on the radio and make people laugh or not, or get people to, you know, feel your presence or not, it's time to rest. So she's a bit under the weather, and on doctor's recommendation, she's got to be away for some days. Uh-huh. And that means that I'll be riding solo today, but she's very much with us in the spirit. She's listening right now. You know, and she just said I should tell you that she'll be back before you guys know it. All right. So, yes, we'll be riding solo today. It's a Wednesday. And you know that on the show every Wednesday, we bring you Techie Talk. We bring the conversation, the biggest conversation in the world of tech as they affect us. It is where we bring you some stories, analyze stories and happenings in the tech world, and see how those things, you know, relate to us and affect us. And today we have a number of interesting stories and a major topic to look at that would affect everyone, that has to do with every single human being on earth, especially if you're Nigerian. The topic today on Techie Talk at 11 o'clock is for you specifically. So stick around for that. But before then, you know, right, we have a feel of what is happening in the city of Lagos. You call the radio station. You scream, "What's up, Lagos?" It sounds like you're crazy. Yes, we're crazy people. But it's an exercise that we describe as an expression of freedom, of peace, of happiness. A time where you get to wrap up all your emotions, weigh you down, and let them out with that scream so that you can be in the right frame of mind. You can, you know, stimulate that energy you need to go about your everyday activity, face the challenges you face without fear, without any intimidation whatsoever. That's what the What's Up Lagos scream gets to put in your... that's what you get to do when you do the What's Up Lagos scream. So you scream, let us know what's happening in your neighborhood, and then we get to talk about what's going on with you wherever you are. It's just about checking on you, as it were, and also having the feel of what the pulse of Lagos is every morning. So, hey, that's going to start right now. So I'll give you the phone line for you to call to be a part of the show. Don't forget that you have to move away from your radio when the call is picked so that you don't create that holdback. Uh-huh. So the number is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number through which you can call to be a part of the broadcast or to comment or let us know what's going on in your Lungu. We'd also have a few stories making the rounds on social media that we find quite interesting to bring your way along the line. But first, Lagos, we care about you, you know that. We want to hear how you're doing this morning. Ladies, you can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190 if you're a lady out there. That's the number to call to be a part of the broadcast. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And my name is Collins. Let's get into it. It's 15 minutes past out of 10. Now to take the calls. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes. Chest to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
Yep. I'm happy to get you. First time caller.
Woo! Good to have you.
Where's my girl?
I already mentioned, please move away from your radio. Guys, I know you're going to ask that question. Where's Andrea? Where's Andrea? As if it's now, it's like a, I understand it, but I just explained she's under the weather. If you're not listening, please listen now. Tell those others who are not listening so that they don't call you and say, where's Andrea again? You know, instead of going into the point. She's fine, but she's just a bit under the weather and she is not available today on the show. She's going to be back before you know it. She said, I should tell you that. And yes, the body needs rest. Whenever it calls for it, you have to, if you do not answer, it will answer by itself. I think that's what has happened. So guys, she's a bit under the weather. It's a little under the weather. And she's taking a break on doctor's advice to just, you know, chillax a bit, you know, and as it were. So that's it. And I've said it again. That's like the third time I'm saying it. I hope I don't get that question again. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome indeed. Who do we have?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is George, calling from VI.
Hi, George. How is VI this morning? That's where I am, though. What part of VI, by the way?
VI is okay. Ikoyi.
Okay.
Close to the, yeah.
Okay, I get it. VI in Koyiba Osa. Anyways, thanks for calling. Kill the volume dead. Move away from your radio. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Welcome indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Collins. One thing about it, I love you and your wife. Doing show together, but I always enjoy the show when you are there alone. I must tell you, I sure fact.
Why?
You always flow your mind. You say it all.
I say it when she's around, so it doesn't affect.
No pause. You flow. You don't smile. You don't make jokes. You just flow along.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what to take about that. What else can we listen to? No, with that. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. Welcome indeed. Who do we have?
Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Yeah, good morning, Sai. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My name is Godwin. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hi, Godwin. Welcome indeed.
Okay. Lekki has been... Oh, sorry, my brother. First of all, let me meet you. You and Andre, happy new month.
Thank you.
Lekki is a bit okay, although the sun shining. And then some minutes ago, I was in the transit, but I made this route pulled up on my way coming toward the other side. But thank God, I just get down from number two now. So this side is a bit okay, but the weather is a bit odd. But thank God, we are doing okay. We are fine.
Wow.
So I just got to say, let me reach out to you guys.
Wow.
Where is Andre? Because
She's a bit under the weather, man. I'm missing her a lot, but she needed to take that rest.
Exactly. All my brother, my regards to her, right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother.
No, but that one is calling me and telling me, is better on your show. What should I feel about that? Please don't tell me that again, yeah? It's 100%, 1 billion times way better. That's your opinion, though. As far as I'm concerned, if you want my good, you realize that it's better. It's better together, always. You can't compare. In fact, there's nothing on earth that compares to that combo. Even though I say it with myself, you know. And there's nothing. Anybody that says that, say you are not being truthful. You are not being truthful. It's your opinion, but I don't think the opinion... Anyway, opinions have to be true. Eh? Flu. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. More calls, we're having a feel of Lagos. That's what we're doing. Hi, good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Yes. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Who do we have?
My name is Tunde.
Hi. Tunde, how far? Now, hi, it's your side.
First time caller. I'm so happy.
Great to have you, man. We're happy to have you, too.
Yes. Well, it's fine, everywhere is good. It's just the first
coffee
and hard to get full. But it's good.
Are we?
I love this show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you indeed for loving the show. Now, the Fullcast C has been on, and yesterday, you know how I had to go and meet one of a guy that has a filling station. I say, Baba, see my keg, yo. If you will start selling, just let me put something inside, you know, that kind of stuff. And a lot of the Goshans have been going through that and have been faced with plenty of that kind of experience, and that very unfortunate experience trying to get fuel. I don't know if things have really relaxed right now. So I'd really like to know concerning that, what it is like in your neighborhood. Did you wake up 5 a.m. again today to try to stay on a queue so you can get fuel? What exactly is your experience? We want to have a feel of Lagos. That's what we're here every morning, right? Lagos, I'll take you to Lagos. Pretty much saying, I'll take you to Lagos. What's up, Lagos, to you?
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby.
That's right. Hi, good morning to you. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lagos.
Yeah, who do we have on the line? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Egbeda, David.
Egbeds. David, how is Egbeda this morning?
Well, Egbeda is cool. It's only the fuel problem that is ringing everywhere. Did you get any small one from your cake?
My brother, they never give me. I'm still on the standby. If I have, maybe I'll just send like 2 liters. I told to you. You get what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know, man. Fuel is like gold right now. Thank you so much for calling and giving us an update. You know, so I was asking the question. I beg, say, NEPA. You know, when I say NEPA, you know what I'm talking about. She NEPA, they use Gen to give light because I don't understand. You know, there's no fuel, and then all of a sudden the electricity supply has just gone, you know, from what it used to be to it's just crazy. I mean, they use Gen Did they use fuel on gen to give us light? Maybe not gen, not fuel lights. Gen light, do they use things from empire? We don't know. You know, if that's the case. Abi, is this just a mine story or our own neighborhood that is happening, or is it everywhere? Because I don't understand. This fuel scarcity, this is where NEPA should be working well. You know, but you know, NEPA's wahala or conversation electricity problem in Nigeria and in Lagos is not a topic for today, because we can spend the whole day talking about that. But I just want to ask that question. Shit, then they use gen, give light. How? You know, I don't understand. What has been the situation like in terms of electricity supply in your neighborhood? Hi, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Who goes there?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chess Alive. Welcome. Who do we have?
Toby.
Hi, Toby. Where are you calling from?
Toby from Solo.
It's Sol's. How is the Solo this morning?
Solo is good, as we all know, fantastic. But about the light issue.
Yep.
It's been worse.
Abi, they no get fuel.
I don't understand. It's like, I think that your idea is what's happening, because since the forecast, they've reduced the amount of light they give us.
Oh, I thought it was just me. Anyway.
I think it's everywhere.
All right.
I'm happy to be able to reach you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And stay well in the Solo. All of you listening to us in the Solo. You know, it's been a while I went to Solo. Anyways, somebody invite me. I want to go around Lagos, like take a tour around Lagos, go from place to place. You know, live your life for a second, you know, from the exotic areas to the Lungus, to every neighborhood. Yeah, I mean, I love Lagos that much, really. And maybe when next I have the time to be on the streets full time, I would visit all those places. Well, more calls coming in. We're taking more of your messages, finding out how you're doing, how you woke up this morning. If you had a night rest that was good, or you had a bad dream, or perhaps you're under the weather like Andrea, my partner, who are missing right now. Missing a lot. You know, I just try to hold body, so you know what? I just rough anyhow. You know what I'm saying? And I know that you got me, all of you that are listening to us this morning. I know you got me, indeed. Yeah, and I'll repeat again, she's under the weather. She's going to be here before you know it. Rest is necessary. You know, I'll walk with no relaxation. Now, allow, as it were. So, let's get into the calls and take a few more before we run away to pick some bills and get back to the social media highlights. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, Chester Life. Welcome. Who do we have?
Good morning. How are you? This is Philly Online.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aja.
Okay.
Okeranla, precisely, yeah.
Okeranla, obey. That's not a big place, so to leave not that place, to leave that area, you got strong, you must be a strong man.
I know. That's all I hear.
Anyway.
How you doing? How's your family?
We're doing great. How are you doing too? How's Okerenla?
We are doing great.
Fantastic.
I really enjoy your program. I'm always listening to you.
Wow.
You are wonderful. You are a blessing to all, you and your wife.
Thank you so much.
You are a blessing to Nigeria and to this world globally.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. And you too.
That is, people will call. That is how we have people we have in the country. Mm. We have some people that you just forgive them.
Mm.
Just forgive. You are blessed, my brother.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
My regard to your wife.
Thank you. Yes, Andrea, we're here. Thank you indeed. I think you got the message. Uncle, you are telling me when you are alone, I enjoy the show. What do you mean? Hello, sir, I'm coming. Let me take this break. Let me take this break. What do you mean by that? Anyway, I'm just kidding. I'll take a break. I'll be right back. Stick around, guys.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, in case you're wondering what songs your kids are listening to, that's one of the tracks by Ruga. All right, they don't tell you. Perhaps you're at home, you're thinking, okay, hope you are facing your book, hope you are listening to good music, hope you are listening to good Christian or Islamic music. Yeah. They say, yes, sir. You see that? This one you just heard now, Dior by Ruga. It's part of the songs that they're listening to. Just so you know. And they're grooving to it. Welcome back. It's 10:39. After that break, you're listening to What's Up Lagos with Africa's, you know, most energetic couple on radio. You know, first Nigerian real-life couple presenting a live radio show on a daily basis on the radio around the city of Lagos, the Techers. And my partner, my co-host, Stobad, Andrea, is under the weather and she's not available. So I'm standing in for both of us today. I'm doing what both of us usually do. And I hope I scale through. I hope you're enjoying the moment. But she's going to be back before you know it. We started by asking you to give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood. People have talked about the state of electricity in the Lungus. They've also talked about the fact that the full scarcity is still on. And some just called to get excited about life. And that's exactly why we're here. To remind you of how beautiful life is, irrespective of what the challenges we face are. And for WhatsApp messages, I just realized that the WhatsApp tab is not on. So let's see if we can fix that quickly and take your messages. All right, as we proceed, I know we have a number of messages to read also. But let's hear a few things more talking about happenings in the social media space. But before then, let's hear from you calling. Ladies, you can call. I haven't heard from any lady today. Kilo Shelega. Is it because Andrea is not around? All of you just pack one side. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, yeah, say that. I don't want to have a... I'm being careful, though. Let me not go and... Since Andrea's not around, let me not go and be talking to... Is that what you're on, man? What exactly? So call right now. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And I want to take out some time to give a special shout out to all our team members, WhatsApp Lagos team members specifically. And shout out to a digital team. Shout out to Ruth Kadri. Ruth, I missed her around, but she's always there coming through, you know, with a lot of work. Shout out to Ruth and the entire team, you know. You're doing a great job. And thank you for the support. You made us number one in the building. We appreciate you for that. And I don't know, man. We're just grateful indeed. Back to the phone lines, ladies. Call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And yes, that's the number for ladies. Guys, you can call 0700-993-993-993. Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have? Where are you calling from?
This is Happy from Aja.
Happy. How's Aja this morning?
Everywhere is good. But Baba, this thing too much. Oh, this life now. You don't know how to manage this life now again. Oh. Now no food to eat. No food to even go work. You won't go work. Go do 2-5 work. You go pay transport 1,000. Go come. Mm. Go walk. Go do 2-5. Go chop. You go. How much you won't save? Mm.
I can imagine, man. You have to keeping on. If you give up, don't give up. Oh, just you go better steadily. I understand. I really feel your pain. I'm really sorry about that. I mean, it's becoming tough and tough by the day, no doubt. But like I said, focus on what you can control. That's why I started with that stuff, because I understand that people are frustrated a lot. Yesterday, I saw a message of something was trending on social media. One of the stories we touched today that had to do with the gentleman who will be hearing stories of suicide, which, of course, is one of the topics we treat sometime next week, hopefully when Andrea is back. You know, suicide. This guy, from the reports, his betting account was hacked and 1.5 million naira was stolen, or, you know, he was defrauded of 1.5 million naira. And the guy said he had busy everywhere. And, you know, he was tweeting a number of times to try and tell people that this one is going through, tagging some people that, you know, he needs some kind of help, as it were. And, you know, of course, some people would think it's just one of those things. You know, people just come on social media and say, but apparently according to report, the gentleman committed suicide. Because of that, he said there were debts, and how could the betting site allow you know, these fraud stars to gain access into his accounts and collect his 1.5 million naira? It's a whole lot, and he could not handle it. So every day we hear these stories, you know. Just imagine, I'm not blaming anyone because, you know, when it's overwhelming sometimes, that's the devil's mindset that comes in, you know. What if I just got arrested? No, that's from the pit of hell. I don't know how to put it. That is why one of the ways to manage such things is that you just look at it. Can I do something about this now? If there's nothing I can do, I cannot control. Instead of allowing it weigh me down, all right, I would rather just leave it and pay attention to the ones I can control. At least I can control my breathing, the ability to breathe. I can control that one. I can control how I feel. I'll make sure that I control, because it is in your mind, it is in you. That's why I say, man, take your mind off the things you cannot control for a moment so that you can pay attention to the things, hold on to the things you can control very well. Before long, you gain more ability to be able to control other things outside of the things you can control now. It is just simple as that. Because if not, you will be weighed down. You feel like this is the worst life. This is the worst situation you found yourself. You know, I always tell people my story. I say it from time to time. And I'm proud of it because it's made me who I am. You know, I started by telling you how I was staying in a car, in my car. It sounds as if, oh, you even had a car that you're staying in it. But if you know what it means, I remember I had to move from, you know, you don't want to hear the story. But that was even another level of it. There was a level of it that I was actually homeless in this Lagos. And you know, this is not even a matter of saying, oh, I go to work and they can't pay me. You know, I'm spending a lot of money for transport before I come. It's coming hard. This is a situation where there's no work. There is nowhere to stay. There's nothing to eat. There's no one you know. I've been there in this same Lagos. Let me say anywhere else. You get what I'm saying? Well, if you see puff puff, you thank your God. But you know, I just had the mindset to understand that this same principle I'm telling you, paying attention to what you can control. Look at the next step that you can take, that you have the ability to take. That's what you do. Anyways, let me hear from you before I turn it to motivational time. But I hope you're inspired by that little story. There's a lot more to say, but not today. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Colin, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
I beg, don't be annoyed.
What's up? What's up,
no
Lagos?
No strength to shout what's up, Lagos, honestly speaking.
You can whisper it. Say what's up, Lagos.
You will not understand because you are working in VI. You will not understand, honestly speaking.
What do you mean? How do you mean I will not understand? Tell me.
Collins, honestly, like me now, just two kids, but it's not easy. You
don't know what other people are facing. Don't say they will not understand. You see, if there's a common saying, if you have not been to another person's father's farmland, you would think your father's farmland is the biggest. If you don't hear people's story, you think that you are the one facing the biggest problem. This is the kind of mindset I never buy. I just told you right now. I now work in VI. I don't understand. What does that mean? So people in VI don't face challenges. Don't they assume, say, one team. We're in same, under the same weather, under the same roof, under the same world. And we face the same challenges at different levels. So I may not understand your own, but I understand mine. Just like everybody understands theirs. So my mindset is not for us to come here, rant out, get their problems and all that. I'm not even a fan of that. I've been in the worst, the lowest that any human being can be. And I just told you, from homelessness to the very lowest any human being can be. And when I'm talking to you, I'm not just coming to motivate you. Like, this is real life. You get what I'm saying? Yes, this is real life. I've been in that situation where you don't even know whether you're going to leave the following day. But, you know, I'm telling you the mindset that kept me going. You get what I'm saying? So it's not a question of, oh, I know. I feel young, but for what I did, get many things where I understand, though. Like I told you, if you know anybody who has actually crossed the Sahara and back, all right? My guy, forget whatever you face for Lagos. Forget it. Cancel everything. Combine. There's nothing that you can. Anybody, if you're out there, you've done that move. Don't do that, waka. You know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. You just be young people say, things are high. You say, you don't know. Or trying to attempt to cross the high sea and back. And people do that and come back just because they want to survive. People, they find themselves in situations where they cannot, You know, you can even be, so you don't know anybody's story, you know, you understand? No, no, assume. But I feel your pain, Sha. Today na Freedom Blunt Day. All right, great. Let me move away from that. This actress, rapper, I mean, she was one of my finest rappers, female rappers. Of course, she was like, at the time, she was like the female version of MI, even though I don't know if that's in any way explains it, because MI was quite hot at the time, and she was also very good. We're talking about Eva Alodia. And then all of a sudden, she went off the radar. And trust me, sometimes when people leave the main scene, it looks as if they are failing. You know, I used an example of Idi Kabasa, for example, that, you know, he was off the scene, like not really producing music anymore. And on the streets, people were saying different things. Oh, Idi Kabasa, hey, where is it? Oh, those days of Idi Kabasa. But people fail to understand that the likes of Fields, the likes of young guys who are doing Love and Lamy Day, and a lot of people inspired all of them. That's one hand. On the other hand, he had moved on to bigger things. Until I was 2018 that I attended an event hosted by Kunle Shorinyo, and he was one of the speakers. And this was a top, highly high-paid event with, you know, hundreds of thousands of naira for just a select few. And I was opportune to be there. And I was in that hall at Four Points at the time. And then I heard Kabasa speak and the things she was doing and where he was in his career at the time. Vis-a-vis what they were saying on the street, I can't say, oh boy, no follow social media, oh. Your life is in your hand. Now, I said that to say this. Eva Alodia, of course, when she left, some people were even saying, oh, rap don't pay you. You're never good, blah, 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 blah. But she just came out recently. She's been saying a lot, if you've been following her. She said, I gave up my dream of becoming the greatest female rapper in Africa because I was suffering a deep, dark depression. She gave up that dream. Now, guess what? She said she gave up that dream. And after the years, now she owns a tech startup. If you don't know, it's making a whole lot of sense. You know, she's learned a lot from giving up your dreams for a moment and dealing with depression and finding yourself, self-discovery. That's like the biggest message, you know, you hear from Andrea's lips all the time. Because apart from being a broadcaster, she's a self-discovery coach. So you can imagine what people were saying about her. But she was finding herself. Some people, you might be going through a whole lot of stuff right now because you've not found yourself and because you are used to what you're doing. You don't want to diversify. You don't want to stop what you're doing because that's what you're known for. But Eva is an amazing story. All right. You might want to check that online, read her story. She said a whole lot of stuff. And she advises a lot of people there. You'll be inspired if you're out there, you're in that confused situation. Or wherever you're going through deep depression, you might want to listen to her. Imagine you're on the radar, on the so everybody knows you, rapper, you know, big girl. And all of a sudden, you just go, pim, they don't hear you. And then she picked up herself, she redefined her craft. Right now, she can still rap if she wants to rap. But she has a tech startup, she's doing other things, she's a coach, she's, you know, talking about self-discovery and all other things. If she didn't go through that process, she would not learn. Now, I said that to say this, you can check out the story. To remind those of you who sit there and feel that, hey man, things are really tough for me. You don't understand. Guy, leave my age. I'll be a young boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young, for where some men there, I'll be a very young boy. All right? But guy, I have the experience of a 90-year-old. You understand? I'm telling you, I have the experience of a 90-year-old. I just give you a typical example. If you cross this, that come back alive, then you understand that you have seen this world. Ask those who know that you have seen this world. If you can be homeless in this Lagos, at the point where I was standing like this, they separated us. For those of you who want to do work, hard labor, go to the left. If you know you want to join gang, you want to become, you know, do hard, you may send, you may operate, go to the right. That my life, my destiny, my life was in my hand at that point. Have you found yourself in that situation on the streets where you are helpless? Right now, you now have the choice of either joining left or right. I've been there. So you say, I don't understand. All the look you say, guy, I feel young, but I don't see. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to say all this not to like be braggadocious about it. Just to let you know that you can actually see. No, but not, there's not like I know there's something like destined to be, but most importantly, you create your own destiny. One of the biggest words I've heard from UFC heavyweight champion. Read his story also. His name is Francis Ngannou. Read his story. He will tell you, you'll be inspired. and he was interviewed how, you know, he went through a whole lot. He also did that journey I just talked about, crossed the high sea to get into France, was arrested, and eventually found himself in France. You know, 4 months after he trained as a UFC fighter, he became, he won his fights, and then how many years right now? He's the baddest man on the planet, the most scary man, scariest man on the planet. You know, he's the heavyweight champion in UFC, mixed martial art, and he's living large right now. When he was asked that, do you think you were destined to do this? I'll tell you what he said after this. All right, guys, first of all, I'd like to apologize for the inability to take the messages on WhatsApp today. Trying to fix that as soon as we can. Take them. I know a lot of messages have been sent. And I had to address those things I needed to address because I noticed there was a trend of people calling and trying to, you know, talk about how, you know, what they're facing and how things are. We're aware of all of this, trust me. Everyone is facing one thing or the other. But, you know, I've come to believe that most of it has to do with mindset. And why I go on and trying to tell my story, you know, in bits and pieces, because there'll be a time when the entire story will be told in full, and I'll be getting inspired by that. You know, I tell the stories hoping to inspire someone, to remind you that, look, I may not be where I really want to be, but I've come a long way. And I think sometimes that's what we need to do. Look at ourselves and where we are and where we're coming from. Look back to look ahead. You know how to say it, all right? Look back to look ahead. That way, you appreciate life and the journey and how far you've come. And with that principle of paying attention to what you can control first, before thinking of what is outside your control, has a way of just helping you heal and deal with that. I'm not an expert, but that's just my kind of principle. Because I notice whenever I go out of that, I face, it becomes more difficult. All right, away from that, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos. And on a Wednesday like today, we do have what we call Techie Talk. And by the way, tomorrow at 5 p.m. thereabout, we'll be hosting a Techie Talk session at the Social Media Week, Africa Next, Confab. And we'll be looking at the impact of social media on relationships. It's a conversation we've had on radio a number of times. And we'll be talking about that. You know, the idea is to look for ways to promote family bonding, which is very key. You know, communality and beautiful relationship or stronger relationships in this digital era. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about. And it's going to be fun-filled time. If you haven't attended, the conference started on the 27th and it's ongoing even today. And that's Africa Next, so formerly Social Media Week. You might want to take advantage of that. That's one of the events that are tech events or major events that's, you know, if you're interested in taking advantage of the opportunity in the tech space, or especially in Africa, that's one event you want to be a part of. And our session will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Social Media Week. You can follow me on my socials, Collins_Techie on social media. My last post has some details about that. You can check that out for your knowledge. So a few stories that caught our attention today on the techie or tech updates, like we call it. We are going to look at those stories right now. But our main focus today on the show, we have two parts. For the first part, our main focus today is digital literacy. Digital literacy. And I know you would agree with me that some time ago, being illiterate is the ability to read and write. And then years after, it became the ability to use the computer. And right now, you know, there is such thing as digital literacy. What does it mean? Why is it important? Are you digitally literate? How does it affect you as a person? What role does it play to be digitally literate or in this present day reality as an individual, you know, as a parent, as a business, as a professional, as wherever you are, even as a bole seller? How is it important? Why is it important to be digitally literate? So we'll look at what it means and all of that, you know, as our main conversation today. But first, we'll take a quick break and then bring you the stories we have compiled for you on the tech updates. Let me give you an insight into it. By the way, there's a study which was reported about last week that solves a major problem, you know, with living on the moon and Mars. You know, there's been scientists have been trying their best. Elon Musk's one of the guys who have been trying to see how life can exist in all these other places, the moon and Mars. And a lot of people be like, "What's our business? Have we covered the Earth, as it were?" But if you do a lot of reading, go into history, you realize that even where we're living right now, perhaps aliens were here before. Perhaps it's nowhere many, many, many years ago. We don't know. We're in there. You know? We don't know how the world has formed to become this. And the predictions that if nothing is done, you know, sometime in the future, the Earth might just be difficult to habit in. And that's why those who are forward-thinking are trying to take some steps to find out where else life can exist, human life can exist. So there's a major research in this regard, and which has to do with a new study that solves a major problem with living on the moon and Mars. We'll bring you that story also. And what's happening in Ukraine? So we recently heard that Google actually deactivated the ability to use the map, you know, in support of Ukraine. So Russians are trying to like locate places, but the Google map no work. You see how things are changing, even the wars, even how we operate, how technology is changing our lives in many ways. You know, that means if you think without concerning, without having into consideration the place of technology in your life, you may be doing yourself a disservice. Also, one more story here. Yes, I think a few more stories like that. And on the local scene, we have one or two more stories. But let's quickly go on our break, come back, and then bring you these stories on Techie Talk today. Guys, it's going to be fun. At 11:45, by the way, we'll have our bees and business, you know, brought to you by Lim Simple. All right, we'll have Ezekiel join us for that conversation. It's always enlightening. And we'll have yet another very, very interesting topic for those who are in business. You want to grow your business, you want to take advantage of this information that will come your way today on the radio. So stick around, there's a lot more for you right here.
When it matters most, turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Burma 1.
News and great conversation.
Ben has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best of talk.
I was coping during my university days. The day I finished the initiation process, they were like, "Now today your trouble starts." And through, that's when your trouble starts.
How do you pull a trigger in a compound? No policeman that I know anywhere in the developed world will take a shot in that kind of place.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome, let's talk. This is Techie Talk, and let's get into the tech stories for the tech updates today. Now, the Computer Security Incident Response Team, the CSIRT of Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, says it has discovered a newly hashed malicious software that steals users' banking app login credentials on Android devices. The NCC Director of Public Affairs at DPA, Dr. Ikechukwu Adinde, disclosed this in a statement on Sunday in Abuja. He explained that the main intent of this malware was to steal credentials combined with the use of SMS and notification interception to log in and use potential two-factor authentication token. And they're warning, this is yet another cybersecurity threat warning coming from the NCC. So you may want to pay attention. So guys, be careful. You know, as you go online, sometimes one of the things you do, delete the app, restart, change your password as many times as possible. Just try your very best to keep your data, your information very safe. Because, you know, every information that's out there, it's a potential clue to someone defrauding you from what you have. And that's one of the warnings that the NCC is giving right now. And more stories coming in. You can find that story also. It's also reported by some of the papers. The Guardian also reported that particular story. We also reported it right here on Nigeria Info. You must have heard it in the news a time before now. Now, away from that, let me move on quickly to the story of the new study that's jetting out quickly that says that Well, I already mentioned about the African X conference, so that's part of the news. Some of the talk about the biggest tech conversation ongoing. But hey, the new study solves a major problem with living in Mars or the moon. And now humanity could establish bases on other planets and guarantee their supply of oxygen using new techniques discovered here on Earth. So the discovery, let me tell you about it. Research published earlier this month revealed, and that was late last month, I beg your pardon, revealed that water electrolysis process, which uses electricity, by the way, to split the water particles into hydrogen and oxygen. Of course, you know, that's what water is made of. And does indeed work at lower gravity levels. Now, the findings published in the journal Nature shows that oxygen production via electrolysis only reduced by 11% under moon-like gravity conditions. So, of course, you know that the... now, you say if a water ice on Mars, according to this research, if there's a water ice on Mars, that there is, they could also be electrolyzed to make oxygen and hydrogen. And that was stated by a scientist named Mark Sims, a senior lecturer in chemistry at the University of Glasgow. And he's also an author of on this particular paper we're talking about, or the paper that tells inverse, as it were. So he also said that these could then be used to propel rockets from Mars back to Earth. So you might say, Collins, all this one, why does it matter? So the findings could also help enable some of the most ambitious plans in space flights. And, that's been a major conversation. You remember in 2017, SpaceX CEO that's talking about Elon Musk's outline plans to send humans to Mars by 2020. Of course, he's made a lot of progress on that. He also said he wanted to establish and ultimately establish the city right there by 2050. So there is talk about this. You might want to follow up that story and also know more about that, as it were. But that research just shows that it is possible to have life, to actually create life in places where the kind of gravity level you have in the moon exists. I mean, they use that on Earth, they use the experiment on Earth, but they got to realize that it's possible to convert ice and water into, what do you call it, hydrogen, separate the hydrogen in water and oxygen separately using that same process. And I think it's a big deal. You can find more about that story as you move on. We heard that Elon Musk on Saturday and his space company gave Ukraine a satellite broadband service and activated it in Ukraine after to support what was going on in that country. He actually did activate the satellite, the Starlink satellite broadband, to just help, more or less like to support. Also, talking about recurring, this is the story of Madam Gladys, a woman who's was based in Ukraine, Nigerian woman who has been keeping Nigerians there for a long, feeding them for free, trying to support them and all that. I mean, I saw a video of her really crying, not crying necessarily, I mean, very sharing how that she left everything that she had and they're trying to escape Ukraine. It was quite touching and also inspiring, because she actually housed all the Nigerians in Ukraine. Most Nigerians in Ukraine went there under a roof when this all started. They were praying, hoping that it won't happen, but eventually it did happen, and now they're on their way out. And this woman has established her life there. You know, she had a business there, she had a Nigerian shop, she had a restaurant, she had a hostel, and she had to leave all of that. I don't know, She's quite an inspiration. I'm sure you hear more about her in the coming days. And away from Ukraine, so those few stories, we just ended there because a lot more and our time is limited. So, but let's get into our main talk for today, shall we? All right, so we said we're going to ask a number of questions about what digital literacy is, why it's important to us, and if you know what it means. And if you think it's important to be digitally literate. And why is important? Why is this a conversation? How digitally literate are Nigerians on the scale of 1 to 10? How well do you think that Nigerians are digitally literate? You know, at what level are you, if you say you're digitally literate, what level are you? What does it even mean? Someone is saying, but okay, digital literacy. Perhaps I'm just hearing that. But it's just a simple term. And I'll look at a number of definitions before we get into hearing from you and see how, you know, how important this is to us. Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook, I want to believe, and on YouTube also. Techie Talk, Nigeria Info's page on Facebook and YouTube. I'm sure you'd get to see that there, trying to confirm that so I can take messages from there also. And yeah, so that's on, we'll get to know. But you can also be a part of the broadcast of the conversation by either calling 0700-993-993-993, or you can also send us a WhatsApp, which we're trying to fix right now, of course. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Haven't heard from any lady today, and I feel really bad about that. It's because Andrea's not around. Just kidding, guys. But hey, as a lady, you can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Digital literacy. That's what we're talking about today on Techie Talk. Also, I'd like to mention that we're giving out some tickets. We're giving out some special tickets today. For anyone who's interested to be at the Africa Next, we have some slots for you to attend the Tech Talk session. We give one or two lucky people that as you proceed. So digital literacy, let's start from an early definition of digital literacy, which is the ability to understand information and more important, to evaluate and integrate information into multiple formats that the computer can deliver. Now, that's being able to evaluate and interpret information is very crucial. And you can't understand information you find on the internet without evaluating its sources and placing it in context. So one of the reasons things like fake news spreading is because, especially in not just around the world, apart from the deliberate efforts to ensure that propaganda is pushed or a setting that narrative is pushed more than others, whether it's true or not, whether it's fake or real. Apart from that, one of the ways to combat fake news is, first of all, to have more and more people become digitally literate. Because if you look at this early definition of digital literacy, it says that being able to evaluate and interpret information is very crucial. You would agree with me. And it's, you know, one of the ways to deal with things like fake news. How do we, if you go online, you just get information, you just take it hook, line and sinker, you do not check, you know, whether there is some doctoring, not just in the text, maybe even the pictures, whatever it is, you'd have to be digitally literate to understand that this language, these things are different. So another definition of digital literacy, maybe a later one after that earlier one, is that digital literacy, by digital literacy, we mean that those capabilities which fit an individual for living, learning, and working in a digital society. You know, you consider the digital space as a world, you know, as a society, because that's what it is. So we're talking about the capabilities that you need, that fit specifically an individual, you as a person, for living, learning, or working in a digital society. For example, if you use the digital tool to undertake academic research, for example, writing and critical thinking, or let's say digital professionalism, the use of specialist digital tool and data sets is another way of saying that you're being digitally literate. Communicating ideas effectively in a range of media, or producing, sharing, and critically evaluating information that comes again. Collaborating in virtual networks, using digital technologies to support reflection and all. Managing digital reputation and showcasing achievements, you know. All these are different ways of, you know, applying your digital literacy. The big question is, we have a Over 100. You know, last time we checked internet users, last week we talked about that news. We had about 154 million, according to reports the National Bureau of Statistics, that they're about Nigerians that are active online or that are, you know, internet subscribers, as it were. In Nigeria, 154 thereabout million Nigerians. That's way more than half of the population, if not about half. How well would you assess the level of digital literacy of these millions of Nigerians who are online? Have you considered getting yourself deliberately digitally literate? Do you see it as important? What role do you think this would play in your existence in our present day reality? These are some of the questions we're asking today on Techie Talk. With the explanation that a few things have said about digital literacy, do you think that you're digitally literate? And if yes, how so? Now, it's one of those questions that is like direct to you. It's a personal question. And we want you to answer. 0700-993-993-993. 11:23, that's the time. Before we go on a break, the phone lines are buzzing. How well do you think? Do you think that we'll be able to have, a saner digital space in Nigeria if more and more people were digitally literate? Because that's what determines how you deploy, you know, digital technology. What do you use it for? And it goes a long way in playing that. If you're digitally literate, most likely you would also be able to spot, you know, baits, especially from cybersecurity point of view. You'll be able to know what information, you'll be able to know, okay, you can analyze, you know, you can look at an information and analyze it and tell that, okay, this is fake news. This is not what it is. You check the link, you're sure that this link has, it's not Google. Now, it's sounding, there's something. It's not Microsoft. It's Micro SFT. The O is not there. You realize that you're more conscious. Do you think that this would improve our quality, the quality of our engagement in digital space, or in our business, in our lives? Are you keen on improving your digital literacy? And how digitally literate do you think you are? 0700-993-993-993. We're going to break in 2 minutes. I have some WhatsApp messages that I want to take quickly right now. Trying to open that as I promised. But let's see who is on the line. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Techie Talk.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm a first time follower.
Fantastic. Good to have you.
Okay. So I'm actually here with my friends, and we've been listening into the station. We've been having this argument. So I'm of the opinion that, yes, we have a more sane environment if, you know, everyone is digitally literate.
Yeah.
But my friend has a contrary opinion.
Okay.
His name is Nelson. So I'll just give him the phone now.
All right. Fantastic.
Let's
hear from him.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good morning, or welcome, our friend.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes.
Well, I'm of the opinion that whether we are digitally sane or not, I don't feel that Nigerians will be more sane because of we've increased digitally. Mm. Because once you look at countries that, okay, they are more digitally black and all that, you see that the percentage at which you have riots is pretty high, like America is a case study.
Yeah.
Nigeria itself, when you look at the way we are different now, diversity and everything,
yeah,
the agro and everything, it's inherent in us to cause riots, to do things the way we are used to. Even if you bring the whole technology and everything, I just feel that we can change.
Okay.
Some people may, but not the majority.
All right. All right, great. I mean, thank you. That's your opinion, and every opinion is right. You know that for sure. Thank you so much for contributing, both of you, and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
My name.
Yes, go ahead. All right, there you have it. Different opinions. One believes that, look, if you have more Nigerians digitally literate, it makes no difference. Their attitude will remain the same. And the lady, of course, said that, you know what? I think it's going to have a better, saner digital environment or atmosphere because people are better informed. And I cited one or two examples. Fake news, for example, staying safe online, you know, another thing, identifying what is. Of course, you can evaluate and analyze. That's some of the skills that come with you being digitally literate. We'll go on a break quickly and take more of your comments. And you don't forget that this is Techie Talk. We'll be right back. Yo! Welcome back. What's up, Lagos? What's called? It's Techie Talk. And today we are looking at, digital literacy. You know, the importance of it. So some of these topics in this conversation will bring down to your consciousness to remind you how that it is important for you to pay attention to, if you know what Techie Talk has been on the radio for, it's to ensure that you take advantage of technology and everything it brings, and keep yourself abreast with, what is obtainable in the tech space and how you can mix up that with whatever it is you do. Because like I always say, there's technology in everything you do. But one key aspect is the ability to be literate. It's just like they get to scream. You know, back in the day, they'll say that, you must go to school. You must be able to read and write. You know, you must be able to at least so that you can, and all that. And that hasn't changed. That importance hasn't changed. The only difference is that you can know how to read and write, but if you're not digitally literate, you find yourself struggling in the world that we're in. And guess what? It is getting more complicated by the day. If you do not move with the time, you do not improve your skills. And having said that, we're asking that, do you think that Nigerians pay attention to become digitally literate as much? Do you consider yourself as digitally literate? Or are you just going to like Google right now and find out what it means to be digitally literate? And when you do, what decisions would you make concerning paying attention to being digitally literate? Well, we'll be wrapping this up now shortly because we're bringing, our next segment, which has to do with you knowing how to manage your business, of course, and knowing how to use technology, the skills that you need, the right strategy to be able to run a business as a person. We said a couple of times that, look, it's almost impossible for you to survive these days without, you know, converting whatever it is you hustle into something that would bring some earnings. Sometimes you need just the right skills and strategy. And that's why the next segment we're going to have would have something to do with that, a lot to do with that. The last three weeks or thereabout has been back-to-back of great information from our special guests on the Tech and Biz segment on Techie Talk. All right. I promise that we're going to give one or two persons a ticket to be at a social media week, a pass. If you are an ardent listener of Techie Talk, you've been here on Nigeria Info, and you would like to be at the conference, perhaps you've been saying, you're seeing online, how can I be there? Or you want to specifically attend the session, the Techie Talk session, you call me up right now. So we're going to give at least one or two people that opportunity to win that pass for themselves to be at the AfricanX conference. And the session tomorrow, don't forget, it's 5 p.m. tomorrow. And we'll be discussing about, you can go on at Collins_TechCare on Instagram or Andrea_TechCare to find out, to get details. My last post has details of that. And if you've been attending, how's been your experience? It's considered the biggest gathering of tech enthusiasts of innovators on the continent. And, you know, that's no news. So for those who are, if you have been there, what has been the experience for you so far? Before we get to bring Ezekiel for this segment. Hello, let's see the phone lines. Let me take that. Hello? All right. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. What's your name?
I'm Musa. It's my name.
Musa?
Yes.
All right, Musa.
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from? Why do you call? You want the tickets?
Yes, sir. I want the tickets.
Yeah. Are you going to be there?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell us, what was our topic today on last week on Techie Talk? You must be a listener of the show to be able to win.
I knew the last week, actually.
All right. When last did you listen? Mention like three topics that we've treated, and I'll give it to you.
I can remember the one for mobile app hacking.
Okay.
And I remember social media. That's all that I can remember so far.
All right, let's see. In the meantime, so I'll get your number. I'll think about it. I'm not impressed with your response, but they'll stay on the line. They're going to get your details. Someone will get your number. And if at the end of the day, you're one of those persons that I'm going to give the ticket to, we're going to give ticket to, I'll let you know. All right? Just stay on the line. Someone will get your details. One more slot to someone out there. If you're a regular listener of the show, we just ask you a random question. All right? And you might stand a chance. Can Hope help us with the number of that gentleman who's on the line? Oh my. You know what? Do me a DM on Instagram right now. What's your name again?
Musa is my name.
Musa. Okay, Musa, do me a DM on Instagram. Collins _ take care. Let's see.
Okay.
All right. Forget what we talked about. Being digitally literate, very important. Go out there and ensure that you get more skills on how to navigate your way in the digital space. If not, man, everything about you might just be, you know, it can be an undoing of yourself. One more person to give out a ticket to if you want to be at a social media week or the African Next Conference Techie Talk session tomorrow. Hi. Hello. Oh, la la. Unfortunately, we cannot do that. So, guys, if you want, just go to my DM and we'll just pick one or two random people to attend, especially if you are listening to us on the radio, specifically for those who are tuned into the radio station and listening to Techie Talk for the past 3 or 4 years on the radio. Well, we are getting to the next segment now, which you all know for the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks or thereabout, we have been having a series of conversations on how to mind your business, if you like. And also understanding what business is all about and how you can, you know, get the right strategy and know what to do to be able to hit that billion naira mark. You know, a lot of people are doing business, no doubt. They're doing business at a level of making millions and they're comfortable. They're okay. But everyone has the dream to, like, have... Who doesn't want a billion naira business, you know? But there are things you need to know. And that's the difference between you making millions and the person making billions in business, is that they know what you don't know. So we bring this segment on the radio to give you some of those very vital tips and possible information that you can use to improve your business and also mind your business in such a way that you can, you know, in the long run, hit the billion naira mark. So that you see the target, the limited target is a billion naira. And a lot of people have been doing that and you can be the next. So we have our good friend from Lim Simple, you know him too well, Ezekiel Sholesi, joins us now for this segment, which is brought to you by Lim Simple. Ezekiel, how are you today?
And great.
How was the weekend?
Quite busy. It's been an eventful week.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Good things coming. I would probably even discuss them personally.
All right,
good,
great. Stuff coming, yeah. So how about Friday? There were the Strategy Factory on Friday. How was it?
It was amazing. It was well attended also. We had quite a lot of, not only did we have, you know, business people, but we did have, you know, some really high profile organizations represented.
Wow.
And it's been great since then. The networking, the class itself, the class went on for about 11 hours.
11 hours?
Yeah, it was off the hook. I mean, and everybody was in the room till we ended. It was huge.
Wow. Okay, great. So today we're looking at what are the critical success factors for a business What are the critical success factor for a business? And that's what we're going to get into in a matter of a second. So there are about minutes time, because we need to take a message quickly from a sponsor, and then we'll get back. We'll be hearing from Ezekiel one more time. Guys, don't move away. I beg you. You know when I say I beg you? I want it good for you. You understand? I usually take notes when I'm, you know, having on this particular segment. I'm there paying attention, because this is vital information that, you know, can improve your business, no doubt. We'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's get into it. Ezekiel Shulasi is here again, like you heard last week. I mean, back to back each week, it's always fire to have you on the show. So what are the critical factors or critical success factors for a business?
Yeah, so for a business, I mean, there are quite a number of things. A business needs to figure out how to save money, how to operate properly. But if you really ask what every entrepreneur is trying to do, they're trying to figure out how to make more money. Right? And so when we think about a business making more money, then one person is at the center of that, the customer or the client or whatever it is. So when we teach critical success factors, what we're trying to teach is what are the exact things that would make more customers or more quality customers buy the product or service that we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so when you think about it, there are essentially just two major things. Now, this is assuming that your product is foolproof. Your product is great. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It would solve a real problem, and the problem exists and the likes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once all of that is settled, and for most businesses, that's pretty much settled.
Yeah.
Then we now have to, the two critical success factors is then, number one, understanding who my ideal customer is.
Mm-hmm.
And two, understanding where best to find them. All right? So the first one is, I need to understand who my ideal customer is.
Okay.
You know, because, for example, if I run a food business, right? Food business exists at different levels.
That's right.
If I'm hungry and I have 500 naira, I'll go to my
mom. You know where to go, yeah. Right?
If I have 1,005, there's somewhere else I could go. Mm. If I have 10,000, somewhere else I could go. There's 200,000. It's at different levels.
Yeah.
Even there's even a top level where, I mean, I was somewhere with like a top executive, and he was asking me if I've tasted blue tuna before. You know, and blue tuna is a $3.2 million fish. You know, so the person who's selling blue tuna is not looking for the person who wants to buy from Mamapu.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it means that the person who's selling blue tuna needs to be able to identify where are my blue tuna customers, right? And then secondly would then be where best can I meet them? Because if I want to meet them, I need to meet them at a place where I would be able to ascertain that they are my best customers.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect example is this. If you take, say, a dental practice, right? I was talking to a dentist just before I came in here. Mm-hmm. So if you take a dental practice, say a dental, you know, place, if the critical success factor for a dental practice is everything that they do to get a person to walk into the dental to the dental practice. Mm. Because when somebody walks into that dental practice, three things are true. Number one, it doesn't have a dental place that he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he has a place, he'll go there. Mm. And if he doesn't have a dental place that he go to, two, he probably hasn't seen a dentist in a while.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't have a place and he hasn't seen a dentist in a while, three, he probably has problems.
Yeah.
Right? That's why he's here. So everything that we must do must be to be able to get people to come to that place.
Hmm.
So as a business, first, and where I find is that most businesses are not very clear as to who the people they should be looking for is.
Yeah.
They are very, they play an optimistic game in that place.
Yeah.
So if you package for, you know, if you package for a fast food, you shouldn't expect somebody who wants fine dining to come. Mm. But what we do is that we organize our business like fast food, and we expect somebody who wants fine dining to come. Right? Mm. So we are a bit optimistic. Don't be optimistic in your approach to attract the clients. Be realistic.
Mm.
Ask yourself, the way I'm set up, who can I attract? And if who I can attract isn't who I want, how can I set up for the person that I want? Right? Because the customer does not give a damn about your dreams, your vision. The customer doesn't even care about your aspiration. The customer is bringing his or her money and expects to get the maximum value for that amount of money. Right. And so what will happen is that based on what they can afford, they would go to where they think they'll get the maximum value. If somebody, for example, pays for a first class ticket in a flight, the person doesn't want to get into your first like your first class cabin and it looks like an economy cabin.
That's right.
They have no desire for your lack of or the fact that you're still coming up. If you ask me to pay first class,
give me first class.
Right? And so you also don't design an economy class and then sell it as first class because you are hopeful that you will grow big one day.
That's right.
Right? Wow. So as a business, you need to be clear. You need to be very clear as to where we are. So one of the things that we do in class is that we talk to businesses and say, look, let's do an analysis of who your business is attracting now. Right, then we can talk about who do we want to attract. Then we can now find, okay, what's the journey between here and there? But first you have to be clear, who is my business attracting now? And it doesn't mean that you can't make money, you know, because in Nigeria, a lot of people think that, oh, to make big money, I must, my product must be expensive.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't always work that way. I'll give you an instance. Bugatti, Maserati, Porsche, all of these cars, they are owned by Volkswagen.
Same guy.
I mean, the next time you're driving a Bugatti and you see a Volkswagen, that's your uncle. They're owned by Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Now, why is that the case? So if take Bugatti, for example, it's a $3.2 million car. Now, because of the luxury and exclusivity that they have created, they cannot necessarily be extremely profitable. Because if a Bugatti creates a car, they can only create maybe 40 of it. So if you sell 40 at $3.2 million, you're probably raising $150 million in revenue. And that's all you can sell in that model.
Yeah.
But a Volkswagen can sell something for $2,000 and can sell a billion of it.
That's right.
Right? So what? Why I said that is, is it great to create a Bugatti, to have a Bugatti? Yes. Is it great to have a Volkswagen? Yes. From a business perspective, right, the amount of money that you make or how big your business grow is not dependent on whether people are paying you a lot of money or low money. It's just dependent on whether you are clear about who you're looking for, and then you can maximize the relationship with that client as much as possible. It's not, I mean, so many people don't have to increase their price to be able to do well in their business. They just need to organize who are we talking to. And if you want to increase your price, okay. But you can't just, you can't increase your price and not increase the value. Right?
That's
because
right.
once you do that, people would come in, pay you the first time and they run away.
That's right.
So the first thing is, who is my customer factually? Who am I attracting right now? Then two, where can I best find them?
Wow. I mean, that's like a full masterclass indeed. If you're listening, if I were you, I won't miss any of these segments week in, week out. You just come in here, take notes and improve your business. It's about giving value. It's about helping you. Because if we have thriving businesses, we equally would, you know, impact our society in a positive way.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people calling, complaining, government this and that. If you can find a way of taking advantage of what you have. For example, I mean, I want you to comment on this quickly because we need to run. It has to do with a number. We say we have population, Lagos, a lot of people, Lagos, in Nigeria generally, but Lagos specifically. You know, people... Do you think a lot of people maximize use that very, very well? Because that means that you have whatever it is you are into, you're sure that there are people who can buy into it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're selling merchandise or idea, whatever it is, you're sure that people can buy into it. You know, is that also an advantage and how can we use it?
Yeah, it's an advantage. The number, in fact, the reason why China is a big economy, because they have numbers. The reason why Nigeria has the potential is because we have numbers.
That's right.
But here's the problem. The problem is that, you know, what it takes to take advantage of the numbers is building a system. You know, so we tell people that money is an exchange of goods and services. So if you solve a problem, you make money, right?
That's right.
But what we don't tell people is that more money is a product of building a system of solving problems. So I'll give you an instance. If I sell this, my phone, for a million naira, for example, right? And then I decide that, okay, I want to make a billion naira, that means I need... And then I decide that, okay, I want to make a billion naira, that means I need...